take a little break from the bad traffic and the weather with another round of Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. WCHL's Kids Question of the Week, Kids Q, airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 p.m. Why, that would be now during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the brand new YouthWorks on Main Collaborative, two great buildings on Main Street in Carrboro. YouthWorks on Main is the beautiful new community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And we are joined today in the studio by one of the guys who has been sort of behind the scenes making all of this happen, but we're putting him in front of the mic today, Mr. Kenny Dyke from WCHL. How are you?
Aaron Keck, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, go ahead. I'm going to interrupt you.
Yeah, no.
I'm excited to be not behind the scenes, but in front of the mic.
In front of the actual mic.
Radio is theater of the mind, right?
So yes, it is.
So I am going to do some theatrics for all the folks listening right now and let them know that Aaron Keck right now is talking into a microphone.
That's true.
And he's wearing a t-shirt that has a microphone on it.
That's true. It's also a glittery t-shirt as well, if you get a close-up look.
Get that on InstaSnap or FaceTime or something like that.
Yeah, Twit Space,
is
that what we're calling
Google
it now?
Plus still a thing? Do they still do that?
I think it is, all yeah. Right. I still have my Google Plus account. Although, I have to say, my shirt is not as impressive as whoever it was that just walked across the parking lot. Was that a like giant bear costume mask that they were wearing?
I think it was.
I swear to God, this happened just 2 minutes ago.
A raccoon, and I think it was a friend of ours.
Okay. Awesome. Well, great. It was exciting, whatever it was. Like, you look out the window and anything can happen.
That's true.
Awesome. All right. Are you ready for Kids Q?
I am super stoked. Let's
okay, cool. If you're driving around or if you're listening at home or wherever you are, get around the radio, get your kids around the radio. This question is for everyone. We've had some really, really cool questions so far, but I'm excited about this one, which I'm looking. Oh, really? Okay. This is apropos considering the raccoon costume that just walked by. All right. Here is today's question. And the raccoon has arrived. How's it going? Oh, that's awesome. All right, Kenny.
Yes.
If you could turn any member of your family into an animal, who would you turn into which animal?
Oh, wow. How about this? Can you turn the cat into a dog? Does that count?
Hey, cats are members of your family.
Hey, yeah. You know what about this question, Aaron? Uh-huh. The whole purpose of this thing is to have an inspiring question so
yes.
that kids and their parents can have a conversation.
Right.
Kids get off the screen.
Off the internet or whatever, yeah.
So my concern with this particular question is I feel like a very creative 8-year-old could be somewhat nefarious with his answer. So
I'm pretty sure most of the questions that we have asked so far have given 8-year-olds an opportunity to be nefarious with their answer. In fact, I'm not sure that a question exists that an 8-year-old could not be nefarious with his answer, as evidenced by every White House press conference for the last 6 months.
Oh, well done.
Oh.
Well done, Zinger.
Yeah, thank you.
How about this? I would turn my parents into sea turtles so they would live to be 400 years old. How about that?
That's sweet. That's really cool. I like that one.
Can you see my smile?
Yes, I can. Yeah, it's behind the microphone, but I can see it nonetheless. Ooh, this is a good question. I like the cat into a dog, although for me it would be vice versa. Any member of my family at all into an animal. Like, the problem with this is that there's no answer to this question. Like, you have to really think to find an answer that's, like, sweet and complimentary. Like, you did a really good job.
Yeah, but I'm asking for you to come up with something funny.
Okay. Oh, all right. Oh, now you're putting me on the spot. I can't,
The tables have turned.
The tables have turned. All right. So any member of my family into an animal, I would turn, I don't have that many family members is the thing. I'm an only grandchild on my mom's side. So I don't have a lot to, choose from. Ooh. Okay. I would turn, can I specify like a really specific type of animal?
Absolutely.
My cousin Amy is a huge Disney fan. I would turn her into Mickey Mouse.
Oh, wow. That's
Boom.
Good.
There we go.
And to clarify, if you can change the rules, this is the Aaron Keck Show. So I feel like you
oh,
have
yeah,
some,
no, absolutely.
Some ability to change the rules a
yeah,
little bit.
Yeah, definitely. All right, cool. If you're driving around, if you're at home eating a snack, wherever you are, ask your kid this question. Ask yourself this question. See where the conversation goes. If you got some great answers, send them to us. Share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main. Use the hashtag KidsQ. We're loving to see your answers.